Welcome back to the Family Podcast, everyone. We hope you're all having a great day and ready to listen to some fighting and interesting facts. And my dad coughing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Who's starting us off today?
Let's go. What's up? How was your week?
Good.
All right. Let's
yeah.
do it. Okay.
Soph's bringing some weird vibes to the table today.
I'm feeling myself. You know what? 2020, new year, new me. I am so organized in my room. Organized room means organized head. I am just living my best life.
You just redid your room. Why don't you send pictures out of it?
I should.
You should, because it looks really nice.
It does.
It honestly feels like a 5-star hotel. Everything is so fresh and clean and...
white.
White. Yes, everything is white.
I love when people think that change, like cleaning a room or organizing their closet, is means their life is now in order.
Oh, it is the truest thing ever. I've never been cleaner in my entire life.
Give it a month or two and we'll see if that still stands.
I asked for the vacuum yesterday and I felt like she wanted to stab me.
Yeah. She was a little catty with you.
Do you need it now? Well, you know, I'd like to vacuum
now.
The living room.
You know what? And I realized I have slight OCD, and so I realized I'm going to use that in a good way, and I'm going to manifest my OCD in a positive way, and so cleaning is what I'm taking it out on, and it's going great.
Can you spread it around the house a little bit?
Yeah, maybe come downstairs every once in a while.
If you guys haven't noticed the fridge, I have the fridge all organized. Everything has a spot. Each water is placed perfectly. I've wiped down the whole fridge. Everyone, if you're trying to be healthy, start with cleaning your fridge.
We did that at my apartment. We have an extremely organized fridge. Everything has its place.
Yep, it really changes the game.
I like that.
Yeah.
Or you can be like Grandpa, who just will randomly rearrange his furniture about once a month. Dad, how you doing? Well, I rearranged my furniture today. He's got one leg, and he's stronger than a bull, but he loves to rearrange his furniture.
I actually think that's a great idea. Before I redid my whole room, I was always moving around my furniture, and it really helps to kind of switch up your space and see what you like better.
I love to rearrange furniture, but our rooms are too small.
Yeah, I can't rearrange
the furniture. There's not a lot of options.
I like the way my room is. I have thought about redoing it, but...
Matthew, have you and Brannick decided to rearrange anything? Or in your bedroom, are you going to rearrange anything?
Our couch barely fits where it is.
I know.
You can't,
nowhere else it could go.
Yeah, you can't take a half a step in there without turning around.
No.
I would like to go in there with a sledgehammer and rearrange your kitchen.
Well, if you wanted to rearrange the walls, that's a
yes.
different story.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because you have so much dead open space in that kitchen that's not functional.
Yes.
Anyway.
All right. We're getting off key.
Totally.
So congratulations on your new look, Sophia.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Other than that, it was a really kind of quiet week.
Yeah. Nothing really out of the norm.
I took my time entering the land of the living again.
Yeah. You're still playing hurt a bit.
You both are still playing sick, and it's...
We apologize for the random coughs.
I'm sick.
But that's just the way it is.
We went out to dinner the other night, and they're like, well, we can combine all our food in one box. And we're like, no, me and Sophia can have a box, and you guys put your food in a contaminated box together because it's gross.
Good time to be away, Matthew. Good time to be away.
I didn't have any food left.
Mom.
Well, you know what I had? I had a vegan burger without the bun.
Gross.
So I ate it all.
Yeah. Look at you.
Healthy nut.
Like meatless.
Yeah.
Red meatless.
Chicken still okay?
Yeah.
I have to figure out what I'm going to make for dinner then tonight.
No.
Quick thing here. Last night, so Haley's parents are in town, so we went out to dinner with them last night. We went to a restaurant in Boston at the Liberty Hotel. The Liberty Hotel is an old jail.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
And they converted it into a hotel. So it was a very cool hotel. The restaurant there is called Scampo. Italian, and I had the duck, and the duck was incredible. But the thing I wanted to say was our waiter, so I was wearing a hat, as I do, and it was a Minnesotan hat. Shout out to Minnesotan. And the waiter said, oh, are you from Minnesota? We all said, yes.
Oh.
He said, I'm from Minnesota. I went to Humboldt, and we were talking about that, and his parents own Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis. Are you guys familiar with that one?
I've heard of it, but never been there.
It's a Cuban restaurant. It's a little hole in the wall. Victor's 1959 Cafe. I went there once. We would actually get extra credit if we went there in Spanish class.
Sweet.
So for my Spanish class in high school, if we went there, we could get extra credit. And
oh my gosh.
The whole place is covered in signatures, all the walls and booths and stuff. You get to sign your name.
Oh, that's
cool. There's been a lot of celebrities and stuff that have gone there. Very good. Very cool. But I just thought it was funny that our waiter here in Boston was from Minnesota. So, and he had a Skol Vikes.
That's kind of fun. And when you randomly stumble upon someone, but then when you know you have a connection rather than, yeah, I went to Humboldt and that's it. And we'll have to go check it out. Victor's 1959.
Yeah. I'm still stuck on the fact that you ate duck. So what does that mean?
The bartender and the waiter, that's both the first thing that they suggested. So I figured you got to go with it then.
So what? How was it like
two different people
made? Like, was it pasta?
No, there was some. It was just like a duck breast, like a same thing you get like a chicken, not a chicken breast, like a chicken thigh, sort of more like that. So there was a bone and whatnot. But you just eat the duck off that. And then there was also sliced duck with some other stuff, but it was absolutely incredible.
Do you remember when we were in Barcelona and you got duck on your burger?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it's like slimy and not for me.
It's not slimy. It's like
it looks like
it's gamey.
It's like a dark piece of turkey meat. That's the best way to describe
it. All dark meat.
This is so mean because McLaren's saying how much she hates duck and thinks it's gross, but at the state fair, she neglected to tell me that I was eating duck wings.
And you liked it.
You said these are the best chicken wings I have ever had. Yes, you did.
I said these are really good. They taste different than normal. And no one told me that it was duck.
You loved them.
Thank you.
It's dark meat, so it's just
all
flavor.
I do like dark meat.
But it's slimy.
No, it's not.
It's not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Matthew, is that a really expensive hotel?
The hotel's fairly expensive, not crazy.
Yeah, sorry.
And actually, the restaurant as well, they have like an entree might be $40, but they also have pasta that's like $19.
Yeah.
So you can actually get pretty affordable, but I would highly recommend at least just peeking your head in.
Well, I saw a little bit on Snapchat and it looks so cool.
It's
really cool.
Where in Boston is it? Like downtown?
Yeah, it's in Beacon Hill.
Okay.
It's not too far from Boston Common.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And the place you ate was Scampo?
Cheers as well.
Scampo?
What did you say?
Yes.
Scampo, yeah.
Okay.
S-C-A-M-P-O. It means to escape in Italian.
Escape.
Oh, I like that.
Because it's at the old jail.
Got it.
Clever. See?
Yep.
All right, well, let's get to business. You might have to duck out early, and that's fine. I know you might have plans with Haley's parents, so anytime you need to leave, Matthew, just let us know.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to kick off the show with a huge thank you to everyone that went and rated on iTunes. If you listened in last week, we had 199 reviews, and it was driving me crazy that we just couldn't get anyone to break the 200. Well, you guys listened, and we went all the way up to 225, so that's pretty exciting. And shout out to Twin Town J for being our 200th reviewer. So now my challenge is, how quickly can we get to 300?
Oh, push the envelope.
Wow, yeah. What a jump.
I know. But I'm going to read a couple of the reviews that people left. First one that I want to call out is, you guys have, this is from Fellow Bostonian. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
So they said, most entertaining podcast. You guys are so fun to listen to on my commute home every Monday night. Wish I could meet the whole family one day. You all seem so great. Coincidentally, I live in Boston. If your son, Matt, ever wants to hang out with a loyal listener, let me know. Skol Vikes.
That's so cool.
Then, lovely SWA, short men with a bunch of question marks. Girls, girls, girls. Why short men? My handsome son is 6'5". Love the banter and current events info. And I just wanted to say, that means we are open to taller guys as well.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
For sure.
If your son's looking for someone,
send your photo, send your application.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. I'm kidding.
It's turned into a dating service.
It's not going to be you two. I know
I'm here
that.
For that.
Okay. Gabriel.
Thanks, Gabe. I'm going to read Twin Town Jays. Great way to spend an hour. I've been listening to Rookie in another podcast for a while, Garage Logic, and I always get a kick out of him. I recently found this, in all caps, podcast, and I'm happy I did. What a nice addition to my library. Fun discussion with entertaining perspectives. I'm proud and honored to write their 200th review. I'm a new subscriber, and I plan to listen often.
Woo-woo!
So, yeah, I think that's really cool, especially that he's our 200th podcast or review.
That's great. Now tell others. Tell five more people about it and get them hooked.
The last one. Sam the Man 77. Love the show. Only rating I have ever done. Love when I hear about your family traditions.
Nice.
Yeah.
God, people are nice.
So kind of leading off of that, if you follow us on social media, I have been posting asking for questions. So we had quite a few people DM us questions. We're not going to be able to get through all of the questions today, but I did pick a few of them. One person, and this is coming from Jack, says, what is your favorite restaurant?
Oh, wow.
Scample.
I'll be the first to answer.
Yes.
It's a nice, cheap restaurant. They're very fast and efficient, and it's called McDonald's.
Oh, Gabriel. Oh,
classic Gabe.
Lord, help me. Go ahead, because I really have to. Wow.
You know, we're not, we're kind of people that we go everywhere. We don't find one restaurant and go, this is my favorite restaurant, and keep going there over and over.
Yeah.
I mean, we do frequent some restaurants, but we really like to try new things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's, and I think that, like, when you have your favorite, like, people ask you your favorite something, for me, it's really, really hard. I really like burgers, so I like a good burger restaurant. So, like, I like Shamrocks. I like B-52.
Champs.
Yeah.
Champs. Oh.
B-52, that's my answer.
Yeah.
So, B-52 burgers and brew in Invergrove Heights.
So good.
The Invergrove Heights restaurant, we like their burgers.
Muddy Cow.
Jerseys.
Oh, no, that's not any.
Jerseys.
Muddy Cow is in Cottage Grove.
Also, St. Paul Tap Room has been one that we've been frequenting.
Mm-hmm. I have a bone with them. I hate that they say they have hand-cut fries on their menu, and they don't.
The fries are frozen fries.
They're not hand-cut.
They're not
and it
skin
really
on.
Bothers me.
Hand-cut skin on fries. Those are not.
No, don't put skin on the... No.
Those anyway. Are
I would have to say, because we go to different places for different reasons, I would have to say probably one of my favorites would be Angelina's Kitchen. Of course, Jack's Cafe is my favorite, jaxcafe.com. I endorse that restaurant, and it's fabulous. Billy does
well,
a great
job.
It's
more than just the food there, too. It's the
right,
whole
that's the
atmosphere
whole,
and
that's everything that's wrapped really into good. One. So Jack's.
That in the summertime, oh.
You get your own box
outside.
Of matches.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you do if you call ahead and make reservations. So, yes, Jack's Cafe because I'm a homer, but recently Angelina's Kitchen in Woodbury. Really has excellent lasagna, great pasta, great sauces, the chicken Alfredo. That's in the running.
I said mine.
Well, shouldn't we just move on? I feel like we've
listed a lot. So Sophia's trying to skip out so she doesn't have to answer.
I'm stressed out about it because I don't know. I like a lot of restaurants.
Well,
so.
If it's going
to
stress you
out. Just get one of your top restaurants.
I don't know.
We have to give.
I could give a top restaurant in every category. That's the
no.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's not.
Mom tried to keep me away from Bennett's yesterday with the double pepper supreme.
Oh, Bennett's is good. All right. This next question is from Jenny, and it is for Matthew. What is the best part of living away from home, and what is the worst part?
Huh. Best part, you get a lot of freedom, which is nice. Just having very few. You can just kind of focus on what you want to be doing. Like, you don't have to. You're not needed anywhere, really. Which mm-hmm. I don't know. Just the freedom that it goes along with it is nice. The worst part, obviously, I'm going to negate the fact of, like, you're not with your family. Because obviously that's, like, you'd rather. That's just kind of the given.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as just, like, day-to-day living, the worst part is having to cook everything.
I knew that was going
to
be
which
is
having to cook constantly is so annoying because it's so time-consuming. And plus, you have to actually buy the food that you have to cook.
I think those are mom's two biggest complaints as well. You guys saying, what's for dinner? She has to make it, plan it, and go get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, I'm just like the day-to-day living side of things. That's definitely the most annoying. But it's also nice that, hey, you can make whatever you want too. So
yeah, I think that'd be exciting.
Good. It gets less exciting than it sounds.
Yes.
You get home after a long day, and the last thing you want to do is cook anything.
Yeah. Next one?
But,
oh, sorry.
But yes, also the fact of like, yeah, it's not, I'd rather like go home and have a nice night with you guys and talk and whatnot.
Aww, how sweet.
Hey. Come pretty anytime. Soon, when the girls are in Boston, I need a ride to school.
Okay, we're going to Nashville.
I meant Nashville. I did not mean Boston. Yeah, I don't have a ride to school. So
that's his way of asking you to come home.
Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah, I don't want to. I don't want an Uber to school.
You'll be driving before you know it.
Not before all Nashville. Right.
The next one is from Ryan, and it's kind of a funny one. Does your toilet paper go over or under?
Over. Always over.
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 No, no, it's gotta go over.
It's how we are. If you go under, you are the worst human being ever.
I wonder what the distinction is, why some people do that, though.
It's a family thing.
Is it a left-handed, right-handed thing, or is it a...
No.
Don't ever...
You're overanalyzing it. It's just... whatever your mom has been putting on the toilet paper for a while, that's how it's safe.
Actually, I feel like I've observed that people that do under have cheaper toilet paper.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
Are you heading out, Maddie?
Yeah, I got to run.
All right, that's good. Enjoy your brunch and tell Haley and Brannick we said hello.
Will do. Okay,
Brad.
Later.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
I was just going to add to that. I know that there have been studies done on that and articles. And in those, it does say that a toilet paper roll is designed to go over and not under.
Because if you put it under, though, and if you have, like, a nicer toilet paper, it can unravel.
Yeah, it is. Just it makes is sense supposed to go over.
But also, it's, like, on the wall, so it's harder to grab.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It makes sense for over.
As a doctor.
That's a funny question.
Dr. Carl, I don't know who Dr. Carl is, I'm just taking this really quick.
Yeah.
Says assertive roll over people are more likely to be in leadership roles and to have a take charge attitude. Those hanging the roll under are more likely to be submissive. Submissive people tend to be more agreeable, flexible, and empathetic.
I know multiple people that do under that do not fit that description.
And that's why it's cheaper toilet paper, too.
It's not cheaper toilet paper.
That's weird.
One of my only friends who has a nice toilet paper does under, and his parents are not submissive people.
Has anyone ever gone to someone's house and switched it?
No, Mom. You're pathetic.
That's like a you thing.
She sure has done it.
If the toilet paper is out and I have to change the toilet paper at their house, you're damn right I'm putting it over and not under.
Whoa. Yeah. Why are you using toilet paper at other people's houses?
Because I don't know if you know this, but boys poop. You wouldn't have
Why
to because girls don't.
We covered that already. Together. We covered that last.
All right. The next one is from Sue. And she says, you talk about Florida a lot. What are some of your favorite things to do there?
Dolphin Tiki.
That's
best
restaurant.
Yeah. Best restaurant ever.
Describe where it is and why.
Well, it's right in the middle of the Marco Island Pier or Harbor or whatever. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harbor.
So you get to look at all like the nice yachts and the big boats that they have there, and you're right on the water. They have an extremely good Caesar salad or chicken Caesar wrap. Best thing on their menu.
I like coconut shrimp.
They have good fries as well. It's a little tiki hut.
Run by the Ruskies.
Yep.
Jolai Wildechi.
They don't have bathrooms. We found that out last time.
Oh.
It's kind of hidden too, so.
It is tucked away.
It's a well-kept secret at Marco Island.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We do talk about Florida, and specifically Marco Island is...
Well, in the Naples region, Little Fort Myers, I guess.
Favorite thing, though, I mean, typically when we go to Florida, we've done a lot of the touristy things in Florida, so we're not really going for touristy things anymore.
We're on, like, beach whale
I was
level.
Just going to say, we go to Florida, we go to the beach all day, we pack our lunch, our drinks, stay there, and then we go home, usually go out to a restaurant, and then we go to sleep really early. We try to watch a movie, but we're exhausted.
Well, a lot of times when we go back, we'll go sit by the pool.
Yes. It's very like low key. Right. Yeah. We've tried to like watch movies and stuff, but we all fall asleep.
You fall asleep?
Yeah, not all of us.
No, last time we went to Florida, we were all sleeping because it's exhausting being in the sun all day.
No.
And some of us walk the beach pretty much the whole time.
Yes.
And it's the worst thing ever because you chafe and it's just the seashells hurt your feet.
There's nothing enjoyable.
No. I love walking the beach with your mom.
I like to walk the beach.
I like to sit there under my towel on my phone.
Yeah.
Why do you even go?
Another good restaurant is Sunsets, and that's right on the beach. Yeah, that's on the beach. So we'll go dinner, and then we always take pictures after dinner. They actually turn out pretty good.
Yeah, some of our best pictures.
Yeah. And they have really good food. You might have to wait because it is pretty popular because it's right on the water, but it's worth the wait.
If you go to Fort Myers, which I highly recommend, you can stay in Fort Myers or Naples or wherever, but always try to make it down at least once to Marco Island. It's so much fun to look at and walk the beach. You can park right there a block away from the beach and just walk. The people watching is amazing. It's very hoity-toity.
And I think the difference between like being up in Fort Myers Beach is you're going to have more of the younger kids and some spring breakers. And
yes.
It's a fun atmosphere. Whereas Marco is, you're more likely to see grandma and grandpa with their grandkids and, you know, the mom and dad.
Or locals. Or the local, you know, families that are there. The young people that are the workers on Marco.
Okay, yeah, she asked what we like to do, not the people that are there.
Well,
so.
I think they brought up a really good point because if you are trying to go on vacation and you like more of that hipper party scene, Marco Island is... You're not going to like Marco Island because we had a cousin that went there and they stayed at a gorgeous, they liked the island, but they like to do stuff at night. And so they were like, eh. So if you're going there to Florida to have like crazy, let's go, don't go to Marco.
It's go on the other side. Yeah.
All right. Moving on. The next one is from Maggie and it's for Sophia.
Ooh.
And she asks, or she says, I know you like fashion. What are some pieces you can't live without?
Ooh. That's kind of hard. Okay, for sure, black Lululemon leggings. Love those for working out and just hanging around the house. A nice hoodie. I love hoodies. And
streetwear.
Yeah.
What you know about streetwear?
You can really dress up a hoodie, or you can just chill out with hoodies, too.
Good, and then it hides that New Year's Eve outfit you had on, so more hoodie. Gabe and I are pro hoodie.
No, I love a nice
you're
hoodie.
Not.
Oh, I don't even know. There's so many things. Because honestly, I also live in sweatpants, which sounds so, like, not fashion, but you can really make those cool, too. Probably a nice pair of jeans. There we go.
All right. The last one comes from Patrick, and Patrick sent us an email. He said, I'd like to hear what music everyone is into, concerts you've been to, upcoming concerts you would like to see. Love the show. Keep up the great work. And as always, good luck. Who wants to start this one off?
That's a lot.
It's a loaded question.
Okay, so I am, like, growing up was more rock and roll type family. So Bruce Springsteen was my, like, go-to guy. And I have seen him in concert. I couldn't even tell you how many times I've seen him in concert. When he would come here, I would go and he'd play two or three concerts. I would be at every single concert.
And she would close her eyes and picture him singing to her.
So, but I will say, I have a pretty broad like of all different types of music.
She loves disco.
I hate disco.
She likes
except
rap.
Except disco. I do not like disco. Cannot appreciate it. I did like Donna Summer, and that was it. But again, I think it goes with what your family... Like my older siblings listen to, and none of them listen to any kind of disco music.
I disagree with that.
No, she's saying for her. She wasn't
saying
for all.
Or I thought
it said
for everybody.
No.
Oh, never mind.
But I think Dad's family was a disco family.
We were. It was disco, Kool and the Gang. It was, I mean, all those. Oh, yes, it's ladies' night. I mean, we were dancers, and we were pushing each other out of the way to get to the front of the stage. So the, at the family outing, they were watching.
You know, Dad's family is all extroverts.
Yeah, we are, you know, like Paul. You know, Paul is probably the best dancer in the family by far.
Okay, we're getting off topic. Okay. I'm going to hold us back
in. Okay, drive me back. For me, I really like all kind of music. Rock and roll, yeah. I did take Mom to Barry Manilow, and that was the biggest surprise of her life when she looked over at me and I was singing the songs. She said, "You know these songs?" I'm like, "Yeah." Oh, Mandy, will you
get... Well, I mean, yes, I do know some of those songs.
It's just like, here's what you've been to. It's not like, Patrick's not asking for details on every single thing.
I am happy that I saw Bob Seger, and I am happy that I've seen the Rolling Stones in concert and Van Morrison.
We saw
even though Van Morrison. Just, you say that you're not rock and roll, and then you name, you know, all these
I guess it's
people.
Rock and roll, but it's...
We saw Neil Diamond. At the hockey game.
Neil Diamond is rocking.
I've seen Neil Diamond.
Yeah. So I guess it's rock and roll for me, but those are some of my favorite concerts.
I'd say I'm kind of all over the place. Right now I'm really into Halsey. I really love country music a lot.
Me too.
I love Selena Gomez. As far as like some of the best concerts I've been to... I think I only missed one of the outdoor country concerts they did at Target Field. And I have to say, Jason Aldean is the best concert I've ever been to. He put on quite the show, like fireworks, fire off the stage. I really like him. We all went and saw Luke Bryan. Was that two summers ago?
Yeah, that was really good. I liked that.
I hate concerts.
That was Gabe's first concert. We didn't have the best experience.
Never plan on going to a concert again.
As far as an upcoming concert, I'd really like to see Halsey. The country concert that's coming, I do not like, unpopular opinion, I do not like U.S. Bank Stadium. So
I don't think that's unpopular, but I was going to say the Eagles' upcoming concert, that would be fun to go to. Mm. We're not going. We've seen them.
I love the Eagles.
But I think it would be fun.
Soph?
Yeah, I'm more of a pop girl, but I love like 2000s music. That's usually what I listen to. That was just like my type of era, early 2000s. Yes. Two of my favorite concerts I went to was Zac Brown Band and G-Eazy when. We had
so
a really
fun.
Good time. We were literally touching him like... He had a water bottle, and I remember he was, like, throwing it around, and it was, like, all over us. And I was like, this is so cool.
And going off, I forgot about that concert. We were on the floor.
Yeah.
We thought we were so cool. I think we also, it was four of us, me, Matthew, Sophia's really good friend, and Sophia. I think we're the only four sober people in the entire place. And
people
we had so much
weed
fun.
Weed in there. Yeah. I don't know how you get that in there.
You walk in with it. It's not metal.
Well, they're, like, smoking it right there.
Yeah.
And they're like trying to pass it around, and we're like, no, we're just here for the concert.
Yeah,
right.
So that was really fun. And I would love to go to Justin Bieber.
Mm. I think I could speak for Matthew on that. And I know Matthew really wants to see Justin Bieber, and he is going to Boston. I don't know if Matt bought tickets yet. But
really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Nope.
Gabe.
I like newer rap and like 2010s rap. Mostly what I listen to.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
So
I don't like concerts.
Once a week, we're going to be posting on social media, on Instagram specifically, because they have a really nice way for you to respond if you have any questions for us. Of course, you can email us, thepodcastfamily@gmail.com. Our Instagram is @thepodcastfamily. And then you can go on Facebook and Twitter as well, Table Talk with the Rookies Family or @thepodcastfam, if you have questions or suggestions for us. So that's what I have for y'all today.
Wow, that's a lot.
Nice going.
Yeah, sorry.
Very well prepared.
Thank you.
My next, because I, being somewhat under the weather, we were just talking about this coming to the podcast, driving here. How to avoid getting sick on a plane and in general. Common cold, flu, coronavirus, etc. The outbreak of the coronavirus that started in China is making its way everywhere. The spread of viruses can often be gravely spread by the spread of germs and air travel, as was the case with SARS. So when we had SARS, it was air travel that made it come over to our country. And
which is why washing your hands will do nothing against the coronavirus.
Well, there are some tips from the CDC on how to stay healthy while traveling by plane. This is specific to the plane, but in general, to limit your risk, the risk of contacting the cold or anything. They recommend that travelers should avoid contact with sick people. Well, you guys have failed that today already.
I hate germs. I'm literally tearing up hearing this because I hate germs.
And you guys are trying to travel to Poland and everything.
You're making a stand?
I'm not trying to go anymore. I don't want to go on a plane.
They also say, and I can't believe people would be traveling there, for those who are traveling to or into Wuhan, avoid animals alive or dead, animal markets, and products that come from animals such as uncooked meat. I'd have a tough time living there.
Let's go meatless here.
Dad, they eat like snakes and like bats.
They got to quit doing that, don't they?
Like cat.
Wash hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. Use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer if soap and water are not available. Carry hand sanitizer with you. The CDC recommends at least 60% alcohol concentration to maximize effectiveness. Cover your mouth and nose with a tissue or your sleeve, not your hands. Don't cover it with your hands.
Have people been taught manners before?
Probably not.
Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth with unwashed hands. But think about that. You do that all the time.
I'm not contracting whatever the heck the virus is.
Well, I think they're just not saying for the coronavirus. They're saying for
everything.
There's
actually two suspected cases in Minnesota.
Yeah, one's at the U of M.
People
yeah.
just need to stop being gross.
This I highly recommend, though. Always go hop on a plane with a little packet of travel Clorox.
I need to do that.
I always do.
They say wipe down armrests and your tray table with sanitary wipes. Avoid touching the handle on the bathroom doors if possible by using a tissue or sanitary wipe.
Using a bathroom in an airplane seems suicidal to me. I will never understand how someone can go to
wait till you go to Europe.
Oh,
I swear.
No.
When you're on a plane and you're sitting there, there's no turbulence, and you go in the bathroom, and it's like the plane is rocking up and down, and it's like, well,
that's true. That's so you get back to your seat.
I don't know the last time I've gone to the bathroom on an airplane.
I try to avoid it too.
Me too.
I try to avoid it before and after.
I don't. Oh, Boston. I was trying to think the last time I was on an airplane was.
So when you're putting your travel bag together with all your little toiletries, be sure to include. To carry on the aircraft, your Clorox.
Maybe they should start making that a thing.
That's just something I feel like I should add in my purse now.
Well, yeah.
Well, if you're on Delta One, I'm pretty sure they're cleaning those seats and making everything.
The other thing
nice.
Is, Probably. When I'm traveling, I always like to carry a small hand sanitizer with me, especially if I'm in New York or I'm going on subways or something.
Yeah.
I get really grossed out about that. Oh, I need to have
public transportation.
Okay. Whether it works or not, I feel better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not for this. I don't think I could ever do this. Bring a face mask and wear it if you're sitting next to someone coughing or sneezing.
Do you know there are studies done on that where it really is not effective?
I don't know how it could be. I don't know what you'd be filtering out because
they're not
microorganisms.
It's cloth.
Right. Sit in a window seat and don't get up until the flight is over if possible.
That is me.
If you are seated next to someone who is sick, ask a flight attendant if it's possible to move. Ooh, I don't know about that. Passengers sitting within two seats or a row of a passenger with a respiratory illness have an 80% higher risk of getting sick.
So no one...
So you mean you'd want to exchange?
Sophia's sitting next to me right now and she looks at me and is like, oh my God,
I'm literally terrified of germs.
The CDC, they recommend staying home if you're sick and home for a minimum of 24 hours after a fever has subsided. That's basically it. That was just some tips for traveling. But I think those are tips for just normal. But wiping down wherever you're sitting, the tray, the handle, the seatbelt is a tremendously smart idea.
Your phone.
We covered that last week. Yeah, let's not go there again.
Okay. Well,
all right, that's it for me.
Yeah, great. I'm kind of going to go off that too.
Okay.
And I'm talking about eating off of like white dishes and having big, clear salad bowls.
Weird.
So
what?
I recently have started, whenever I can, to eat off of plain white dishes. And I think that's inspiring me to eat healthier.
Hmm.
So I actually did a little bit of research about it. And if you eat off of like white and stuff, the color contrast between the food and what you're eating, it helps you eat in like moderation. So, and that can be true for eating off of like red plates and stuff. People who are eating like Alfredo pasta, and if they eat it off a red plate, it's proven that they're going to eat less of the pasta because it's not blending into your plate because you can see the contrast of the food.
Really?
Yes. So when you're eating like fresh vegetables and stuff, that color contrast with the white really stands out. So it makes you eat in moderation, like not eating too much. And I just feel like you feel more fresh and clean when you eat in white. I don't know. It just inspires you to want to eat like a fresh, clean salad. This probably sounds so stupid, but I swear everyone needs to start eating with white bowls and plates. And then I'm sure, actually, I'm probably not sure, but if people have seen the Kardashians eat these big salad bowls, I tested it out and it is amazing, you guys. It's life changing. Everyone should get a big, clear salad bowl and make their salads out of that.
And a reality
show. Where do you get it?
Target. You can also order them online on Amazon. But the Kardashians, yeah, I don't know the salad place that they get. I'll do some research on that. But they eat out these big giant salads with these clear things, and it inspires you to want to eat clean and healthy. So
then what is the advantage of eating out of a clear bowl to have salad? It just looks good. It looks pleasing to the eye.
Yeah, it looks better. To the eye, and you're like, it's like you're taking in, you're seeing like, oh, I'm eating this fresh, clean salad, and you're just
I got all
like,
sorts of blue cheese on it.
You have to let your mind be like, no, you wreck it with putting like butter on your salad.
Yeah, lick the bowl. I'm licking the bowl. If you got
blue cheese,
Lund's blue cheese.
Hey, that's dairy. Don't eat that.
Dad puts butter on his salads now.
All I'm saying is, if you're trying to be motivated to start eating healthy. Yeah. Throw out all your dishes and start with white and clear dishware.
Sophia, here's something I have noticed.
Yeah.
She's one of the biggest like environmentalists in the family and is the biggest consumer of plastics and petroleum products.
I am a bottled water girl. I wish I wasn't. I'm the pickiest person about water. I will never just have tap water. That's not my thing. I need it to be bottled so I know that it's clean and germ-free.
Right.
Yes, and I drink lots of water, so I do use lots of plastic. And I also use a plastic straw in my coffee because I don't want to get coffee teeth.
Lip germs.
And that's for beauty purposes.
Yes.
So screw the ocean. I like beauty.
I don't live by the ocean, though. And everything I do, I recycle.
Turtles must die so I can drink.
If you've watched the documentary on the life of a plastic water bottle, it all gets melted down and used for other things. So I don't feel bad because I'm responsible with my plastic water bottles and recycle them.
That's not true.
I've never thrown a water bottle.
I'm not talking about that. Not
anything.
All plastic is melted down and used.
So that is not on me. Then that's on the recycling people that need to get their stuff together and learn how to recycle and reuse things.
I'm just saying.
So, about how many bottles would you use in a day since you
drank
a case since Friday?
I drink seven water bottles a day.
Yeah, and now
that's
she's paying
about
for her own.
1 gallon of water a day.
So why don't you get a gallon of water?
I have to drink out of these because I drink them really fast. For some reason, if I have the water in my hydro flask, I will not drink it as fast as drinking out of those. So Mom had gotten a big Ice Mountain gallon thing, which I didn't mind, but I used one of those water bottles and would just refill it.
So can I say something?
Yes.
Please, you must, if you must.
Maybe you don't like using your hydro flask anymore because it's not clear and you can't see it and it's not appealing.
I do like it to stay hydrated at school, and I always have it next to my bed because being hydrated is very important to me. But that's not if I'm trying to drink fast and effectively. I have to drink out of a plastic water bottle.
Yes, but do you see what I'm correlating that to?
No, she doesn't.
Like, okay. Maybe I kind of do because Sophia, I don't just, really drink out of those. So if it maybe if it was clear, maybe I would drink more. Oh my gosh. Realization. Plastic water bottles are clear.
Bam.
That's
right
what
through
I
can
just
see right through this one.
Yep. That's what I
so
I can
that's see why I'm one. Drinking more.
Babe, thank you. You I got did that. Not just right. say yeah. the say correlation that. For you.
You know Holy what? God. You're right. That was an epiphany moment.
I drink the equivalent to the amount of water that you drink in a day, pretty much. And I have tap water.
And you flavor it. And so that's not my type of thing.
Flavor.
Especially because you can't taste the quality of the tap water because you put like juice in it.
I don't put juice in it.
You put flavored stuff.
It's zero calorie. There's nothing.
It's a flavored
What is the price of tap water in South St. Paul, like 0.05 cents.
I don't
what
know.
Is the
gallon?
Idea.
What's the price
it's
of water?
Every 3 months, we pay about $129. $120.
All right, that's not really what I asked. But
40,
whatever.
80,
never
120.
Mind.
About $40 a month.
Well, just never mind.
So that would be about.
I'm asking the price per gallon.
Divide the carry the three.
I don't know
seven.
The price per gallon.
No.
0.03.
Point is, I'm not drinking tap water.
Compared
and
to Sophia's. Over $200 a year.
Plus that cesspool of that you bring to school and drink out. I'm sure it's never clean. It's probably full of germs.
Yeah.
Stop. No, I
she
wash it.
She want it to taste
depth.
Like soap.
Yeah,
that's true.
My guess is there's a lot of germs that you're drinking from that thing.
People that wash their water bottles in the dishwasher, forget it. Throw
done.
The water bottle
Get out
away.
Out of here. Go
it's
going
to be forever
you're
taste
done.
Like soap and chemicals.
So right. Sophia does not use soap. She uses water, and she thinks that
no.
does the same thing.
That'll
I
scare
use
the
soap
hell
and water, but
away.
I have to wash it in the sink. If you put a water bottle in the dishwasher and wash it, gone.
Well, we don't
Throw
even have the problem of
you
putting it in
the
dishwasher. So.
This is water.
All right,
clean.
People.
Germs.
I'm going to go on now.
Let's go, dear.
I have some great news. And it also is in the world of health.
Okay.
British scientists may have discovered a cure for cancer.
Come on.
This is no joke, you guys. This is real. It's at Cardiff University, and they were analyzing blood from a bank in Wales, and they discovered a new type of T cell. And the T cell... you know, you've all heard of like immunotherapies or, but this works a little bit differently because those don't attach, and attack tumors, but this new type of T cell will attack actual tumors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's really, really exciting. And the other thing about it is for all humans, otherwise it had to be specific. Where this could be banks of these.
Oh,
and
wow.
for people fighting cancer, it would be, you know, basically life-changing.
Right.
It's worked on lung cancer, skin cancer, blood, colon, breast, bone, prostate, ovarian, kidney, and cervical cancer.
Wow. Have they tried it on actual humans, or did they
no,
grow
this
that?
This is on humans.
Okay.
Wow.
And then, it's super, super exciting. And it kind of, it's so, here it is again in the one-size-fits-all cancer treatment.
Huh.
And, well, we got to try it in America.
Right. The team of researchers are saying that they will be treating terminally ill patients on a regular basis starting in probably November of this year.
Nice.
Don't you think that's cool?
I think that's amazing. And I hope that it is made affordable. And I hope that...
That's another thing. It can be made very affordable. And the fact that it's a one treatment fits everyone.
Right.
It'll be more affordable.
That's good.
What?
I think that's really good news. My point was I don't want the pharmaceutical and the medical industry to make it, oh, this is the miracle drug or this is the miracle thing.
Well,
I think
it has nothing really to do with pharmaceuticals.
Well, I think that the pharmaceutical companies will be against this.
Well, probably.
They'll probably make up some BS of why it's not going to work so that people can continue to buy their drugs and they can keep making their money.
Can you imagine if this seriously did work, how that would, honest to God, change the world? We're not going to all live forever, but to be able to... reduce those tumors and not do it with putting poisons in your body like chemotherapy.
I mean, I feel like cancer is almost like our like black plague or like smallpox. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Because there's pretty much
everyone gets it at some point.
Yeah,
in some form.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really good news. Uplifting.
Yeah, I hope that works.
Yeah, I hope so makes too. Its I thought way that here. Was really cool.
Yeah, that is very interesting. And something so simple, like not a new drug.
I know, and how is it that all of a sudden they find a new T-cell?
Yeah.
And who is it, who's working on that Petri dish or has that beaker thing in the lab that goes, wait a minute,
this?
Phil, we got something here. We got this.
Well, and then you
is...
don't even know what it's going to do. You found something new and who the heck knows what it has the capability of, a little cell.
Right.
So, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Uplifting news. Speaking of uplifting, a South African man has beaten the world record for sitting in a barrel at the top of a pole.
What the dumbest thing.
What a record to break. Do you know who he broke the record from? Himself.
Oh.
The 52-year-old Vernon Kruger is currently 80 feet in the air in a barrel where he has been for about how long, do you think?
3 days.
Anybody else?
Longer.
A week.
2 weeks.
1 month.
2 months.
Oh,
what?
Breaking his own record, which he set in 1997 when he was 29. I've broken my own record now, says Kruger. 22 years ago, I broke the British record of 54 days. I took it to 67 days. This time, I'm going to try to push it to 80. Isn't that crazy? And today is opposite day. Yesterday was National Opposite Day.
Shoot.
On this day, we celebrate the greatness of the wrong way run from Minnesota Vikings defensive end Jim Marshall, who became infamous on October 25th, 1965. They were playing, I believe, the San Francisco 49ers, and there was a fumble, and he just picked up the ball, and he started running toward the end zone, but he was running the wrong way. And guys were trying to tell him, no! And then once he got to the end zone, he threw the football away, so it was a safety. Oh. So San Fran got the 2 points, and he has never, ever lived it down. If you haven't seen that, go Google that Jim Marshall wrong way, and you can see him make a fool of himself, even though now it's just kind of funny and it's light. But all right, week in preview. Anything else coming up for anybody big?
No.
Matthew took off, and he's going out to brunch, and I guess.
I'm back at school on February 3rd.
Uh-huh.
J-term is over, Mom.
Oh, thank God.
Go to school. The Grammys. Anybody? Predictions? Controversy?
I don't even know.
There was controversy, but...
What?
Well, the CEO...
The head of it has left. She was fired.
For what?
She's claiming that the voting is not legit.
It's rigged. There's some type of rig or favoritism,
I'm
that kind
surprised.
Of stuff.
And that she's had harassment and stuff.
Well, hey, yeah, I mean, you know there is because you watched, what's the show?
The morning show?
Empire.
No. Empire.
Oh.
Of course it's all rigged. There's all sorts of chicanery going on.
Yeah, I'm ready to see some outfits and let's go.
We're having pasta. We're having pasta tonight?
Yep, garlic.
Super Bowl Sunday is next weekend. So maybe we'll, if you have any Super Bowl questions or... Want to find out what we're... we have to make our Super Bowl menu for next week.
Yeah, we do.
I'm excited for that. So, all right. Well, thank you very much for listening to Table Talk with the Rookies family. Please tell a friend or two or five. And, of course, if you want to catch us on social media, just Google Table Talk. We're all over social media. Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook. Email thepodcastfamily@gmail.com.
We're on the icon book face.
If you see us in the streets, don't be afraid to say hi. We're used to taking pictures with everyone and autographs.
Speak for yourself.
It's hard being famous. I mean, I'm not going to lie, but...
You're weird.
Yeah, it's very fun.
All right. All right. Let's go get something to eat, huh? Pasta? Garlic pasta? We got any chicken?
No.
Yeah, I'll find some chicken. All right, Bros. Now we can all cough.
Ew, you guys are so gross.
I hate you guys.
Promise not to be sick next week.